Unit 7, Text A. Leisure and Leadership. Observations and research findings indicate that people in advanced industrial societies are increasingly concerned with opportunities for leisure and what they can do in their leisure time. The importance people attach to paid holidays and the rapid development of services for mass entertainment and recreation are signs of this increasing concern. The term quality of life is difficult to define. It covers a very wide scope, such as living environment, health, employment, food, family life, friends, education, material possessions, leisure, and recreation, and so on. Generally speaking, the quality of life, especially as seen by the individual, is meaningful in terms of the degree to which these various areas of life are available or provide satisfaction to the individual. As activity carried out as one thinks fit during one's separate time, leisure has the following functions: relaxation, recreation, and entertainment and personal development. The importance of these varies according to the nature of one's job and one's lifestyle. Thus, people who need to exert much energy in their work will find relaxation most desirable in leisure. Those with a better education and in professional occupations may tend more to seek recreation and personal development. For instance, cultivation of skills and hobbies in leisure. The specific use of leisure varies from individual to individual. Even the same leisure activity may be used differently by different individuals. Thus, the following are possible uses of television watching, a popular leisure activity, a change of experience to provide escape from the stress and strain of work, to learn more about what is happening in one's environment, to provide an opportunity for understanding oneself by comparing other people's life experiences as portrayed in the programs. In an urban society in which highly structured, fast-paced, and stressful work looms large in life, experiences of a different nature, be it television watching or bird watching, can lead to a self-renewal and a more balanced way of life. Since leisure is basically self-determined, one is able to take to one's interests and preferences and get involved in an activity in ways that will bring enjoyment and satisfaction. Our likes and dislikes, tastes and preferences that underlie our choices of such activities as reading books, going to the cinema, camping, or certain cultural pursuits are all related to social contexts and learning experiences. We acquire interests in a variety of things and subjects from our families, schools, jobs, and the mass media. Basically, such attitudes amount to a recognition that leisure is an important area of life, and a belief that leisure can and should be put to good use. Professional workers in recreation services, too, will find that to impart positive leisure attitudes to the general public is essential for motivating them to use their leisure in creative and satisfying ways. Hence, it can be argued that the people with whom we come into contact in these various contexts are all likely to have exerted some influence in shaping our attitudes, interests, and even skills relevant to how we handle leisure. Influence of this kind is a form of leadership. Parents, teachers in schools, work associates, and communicators in or using the mass media are all capable of arousing our potential interests. For example, the degree to which and the ways in which a school encourages participation in games, sports, and cultural pursuits are likely to contribute to the shaping of leisure attitudes on the part of the students. Schools usually set as their educational objective the attainment of a balanced development of the person. The more seriously this is sought, the more likely positive attitudes towards leisure as well as academic work will be encouraged.
Text B. The time message. You may have been exposed to this idea before, but this time try to hear. There is a message that, and it is important that it gets through loud and clear. The message? Time management. Time is elusive and tricky. It is the easiest thing in the world to waste, the most difficult to control. When you look ahead, it may appear you have more than you need. Yet it has a way of slipping through your fingers like quicksand. You may suddenly find that there is no way to stretch the little time you have left to cover all your obligations. For example, as a beginning student looking ahead to a full term, you may feel that you have an oversupply of time on your hands. But toward the end of the term, you may panic because time is running out. The answer? Control. Time is dangerous. If you don't control it, it will control you. If you don't make it work for you, it will work against you. You must become the master of time, not the servant. Study hard and play hard is an old proverb, but it still makes sense. You have plenty of time for classes, study, work, play, if you use your time properly. It is not how much time you allocate for study that counts, but how much you learn when you do study. Too much wasted time is bad medicine. The more time you waste, the easier it is to continue wasting time. Soon, doing nothing becomes a habit you can't break. It becomes a drug. When this happens, you lose your feeling of accomplishment and you fall by the wayside. A full schedule is a good schedule. Some students refuse to hear the time message. They refuse to accept the fact that college life demands some degree of time control. There is no escape. So what's the next step? If you seriously wish to get the time message, this passage will give it to you. Remember, It will not only improve your grades, but also free you to enjoy college life more. Message 1. Control it from the beginning. Time is today, not tomorrow or next week. Start your plan at the beginning of the term and readjust it with each new project. Thus, you can spread your work time around a little. Message 2. Get the notebook habit. Go and buy a pocket-sized notebook. There are many varieties of these special notebooks. Select the one you like best. Use it to schedule your study time each day. You can also use it to note important dates, appointments, addresses, and telephone numbers. Keep it with you at all times. Message 3. Prepare a weekly study schedule. The main purpose of the notebook is to help you prepare a weekly study schedule. Once prepared, follow the same pattern every week with minor adjustments. Sunday is an excellent day to make up your schedule for the following week. Write in your class schedule first. Add your work hours, if any. Then write in the hours each day you feel you must allocate for study. Keep it simple. Message 4. Be realistic. When you plan time for these things, be realistic. Don't underestimate. Overestimate, if possible, so that emergencies that arise don't hang you up. Otherwise, your entire routine may get thrown off balance while you devote night and day to crash efforts. Message 5. Make study time fit the course. How much study time for each classroom hour depends on 4 factors. Number 1. Your ability. Number 2. The difficulty of the class. Number 3. The grades you hope to achieve. And number 4. How well you use your study time. One thing, however, is certain. You should schedule a minimum of 1 hour of study for each classroom hour. In many cases, more will be required. Message 6. Keep your schedule flexible. A good schedule must have a little give so that special projects can be taken care of properly. Think out and prepare your schedule each week. And do not become a slave to an inflexible pattern. Adjust it as you deem necessary. Message 7. Study first, fun later. You will enjoy your fun time more after you have completed your study responsibilities. So, where possible, schedule your study hours in advance of fun activities. Message 8. Study some each class day. Some concentrated study each day is better than many study hours one day and nothing the next. As you work out your individual schedule, attempt to include a minimum of 2 study hours each day. This will not only keep the study habit alive, but also keep you up to date on your class assignments and projects. Few beginning freshmen can control their time effectively without a written schedule. So why kid yourself into thinking you don't need one? You do. Later on, when you have had more experience, and you have time control habit, you may be able to operate without it. Of course, the schedule is only the first step. Once you have it prepared, you must stick with it and follow it faithfully. You must push away the many temptations that are always present, or your schedule is useless. Your schedule will give you control only if you make it work.